If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Lucia program. That's me. You know, we talk a lot on this program about retirement and retirees and Social Security and all the stuff that old fogies like me really hold dear and want to discuss, but we don't talk much about millennials. Well, today I am going to speak and give, I think, some great advice to millennials with the help of Jonathan Clements and a few others, but talk about that perhaps. By the way, so many millennials are afraid to invest in the stock market. We've heard that. They're not buying homes. They're staying with their parents longer. They're waiting to get married and have families. There's this sense of paranoia. So I want to give some advice to millennials. In particular, the advice is if you want to get rich or at least have a financially secure life, don't get divorced. I'll talk about that. But I start today with interest rates. Of course, Fed's been in the news lately. And very, very quickly, so that you understand, the Federal Reserve really has two mandates. One mandate is full employment. In other words, they want to control interest rates so as to keep people working. And that goal has been reached, whether it's been the Fed's doing, Donald Trump's doing, or a combination of the two, or just life in general. When the unemployment rate's at 3.8%, that is full employment. And we reported last week or so that there are more jobs than there are qualified individuals to take those jobs. That's pretty special. That is really awesome, considering where we were back when the market crashed, you know, 10 years ago or so. Pretty phenomenal. We're also seeing that, you know, economies such as Nevada and so forth that were destroyed back in the real estate crash days. I believe I heard this morning that Nevada is now benefiting more than any other state by the tax cuts. I mean, how quickly things can change. But the Fed's number one job, full employment, number two job, inflation. They've met the number one job. The employment situation, as I said, is fantastic and probably going to get better. Inflation, on the other hand, well, they've been trying to manage inflation because they've been very worried about deflation or disinflation. As you know, inflation erodes the purchasing power of your portfolio, your money. So if you have a dollar and the dollar doesn't grow at all, you're losing ground every year based on inflation. And even inflation at about 2.2%, which is what it's averaged over the last 10 years. Actually, it's averaged that for way more than that, as I recall, probably 25 years. The purchasing power of $100 would fall to by 20% to just $80 in a decade. Doesn't sound like much, but it is. It's a lot. The inflation rate might therefore be considered the hurdle rate for any investment strategy. In other words, if you don't beat inflation, then you're losing money. And when we relate this to fixed income investments, such as taxable bonds, you must also take into consideration the income taxes that you must pay to get to a real rate of return. So if you earned 2% on your money and inflation were 2.2%, you are losing 0.2% per year on your dough in terms of purchasing power. So a dollar tomorrow won't buy what a dollar buys today. And this is one of the reasons why younger people are encouraged to invest in stocks and real estate. If you have a long enough time horizon, stocks over 20 years have always outproduced inflation. Now, when you have rising inflation, however, it's pretty much always had, at least historically, had been a drag on the stock and bond markets. For example, even if the highly inflationary 1970s are excluded from this analysis, the real annualized return, real meaning after inflation is taken into account, the real annualized return for U.S. equities and 10-year treasuries have been just 1% and 0.4% respectively during periods of rising inflation, well below their long-term average of roughly 7% and 2%. So when we get to this millennial discussion, it's pretty dang clear that if you want a growing portfolio net of inflation, you've got to be highly concentrated in those asset classes that do well in an inflationary environment. And stocks and bonds don't do so hot. Now, in the long term, obviously, the markets, inflation, everything goes through cycles. And if you're a long enough hold, you avoid the temptation to time the market, sell out, and so forth. You can beat inflation by buying and holding over very long time periods. For example, you can go all the way back to 1950. I don't think you'll find a 30-year period where stocks didn't average 8%. Well, if inflation's averaged 2.2% over the last 25 years, and you got an 8% rate of return, then you're making 5.8% above the rate of inflation. So your money really will buy way more stuff 30 years from now. Now, the opposite of inflation is deflation, prices going down instead of prices going up. And as I have mentioned on this program, I think we must be prepared for both inflation and deflation. Remember, if prices are going down, you benefit the most by having very safe, guaranteed, long-term returns. If inflation is going up, then stocks, real estate, etc., will typically do the trick. Yeah, you can throw in commodities, gold, and so forth, but I rarely recommend that individuals get too excited in a commodity that doesn't produce anything if the market is stagnant. I mean, stocks, for example, the Standard & Poor's 500 gets about a 2% yield in dividends all by itself. So you mitigate at least a modest amount of inflation with a dividend. So when we discuss this, I have talked about it in the form of creating your own barbell, not to be confused with the barbell in the bond business where you have, you know, some long investments and some short-term investments to offset one another. Nothing wrong with that strategy, by the way. But this barbell is on one side, you manage the weight of potential inflation, and on the other side, you manage the weight of potential deflation, while the bar in the middle is the status quo. That's your typical asset allocation model, as an example. But on the managing deflation side, a fixed guaranteed return, a pension, an annuity, a long bond, that fits the bill there. And on the managing the inflation side, real estate, perhaps some commodities, a fixed long-term mortgage is one of the best ways to stave off inflation. And I'll explain that when we come back. Stick around, and we'll get to our millennial talk here momentarily, designed exclusively for millennials. And those of us that are old fogies probably have either millennial children or millennial grandchildren. So make sure you stick around for all of the Ray Lucia Show.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Here reeling in the years. Yeah, my wife reminds me of that all the time. As my knees don't work, I get these little hernias and stuff. Man alive. Oh, getting old sucks, as my dad, 92, says. He says it in Italian, but I can understand it. Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia program. We're talking about inflation and the fact that rising interest rates is a pretty good indication that the Fed is somewhat concerned about inflation. Now, the Federal Reserve, of course, controls short-term interest rates. And as we see, that 10-year bond up over 3%, considering where it was just a few short years ago, it's been a pretty meteoric rise. And likely, we're likely to have two more, at least, rate hikes this year because the economy is doing so well. Who would have thunk that? Go back, 500 and some odd days before the Trump election, and very highly respected individuals were talking about how the economy was going to heck in a handbasket. In either event, the economy is doing exceptionally well. And the Federal Reserve doesn't have to worry about their mandate on full employment because they got it. It's now turned its head toward inflation, and the way they stave off inflation is higher interest rates. Which brings me to the whole discussion of my barbell concept that I have talked about many times before, where if you can, in your mind's eye, picture a barbell with heavy weights on the left side and call that deflation or disinflation, where prices are going down, essentially. And then the other weight is inflation. Everybody talks about inflation, but, for the last decade or so, we've been more closely aligned with deflation. Why do you think we've had all this quantitative easing and stuff like that? It's been a worldwide deflationary cycle. And so the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates low, even artificially so. And that has caused asset prices like stocks and real estate to go up since the big crash and go up quite substantially. Now, many think we're going in the opposite direction over the next 10 years. That's a discussion we'll have later on, what to do about it. But from a millennial's perspective, oh, but by the way, let me just finish on this inflationary thing, because before the break, I said one of the best things you can do in an inflationary environment is own real estate with fixed interest rates, a 30-year fixed rate mortgage in an inflationary environment is a pretty sweet thing. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you purchased a rental property for $400,000, put $100,000 down, and you had a 5% mortgage on it. And you had, 5% inflation over the next 10 years. Well, the mortgage balance at that point would be about $240,000. Let's see what the property would be worth 10 years later if it were appreciating at the rate of inflation. A $400,000 property. Now, 5% is pretty grotesque. All right? I don't think we're going to see a 10-year period of 5% inflation. But if you had it, I'm doing that to illustrate a point. You've got a property worth $650,000 with, call it a $250,000 balance. You've made $400,000 on a $100,000 investment, assuming all the rents and everything that you collected broke you even on all expenses. So owning real estate with a fixed interest rate loan is a great way to get rich in an inflationary environment, and one of the reasons why I talk about our real estate all the time in this program. Because as I mentioned, stocks over long time periods will do fine if inflation is moderate and gradual. If inflation is spiky, the stocks usually get hammered early on. And as I mentioned, stocks in a rising inflationary environment during the period of that rise don't do so hot. But then they recover quite nicely, because if you think about what inflation means, it means prices are going up. And if prices are going up, corporations, companies that manufacture products or sell services get to charge more. Hopefully wages also go up, which they haven't been until recently, and even now they're still not all that fantastic. 2.7%, I think, has been wage growth, right about at the rate of inflation. But they stagnated for 20, 30 years. Okay, let's move on to other things that I think are quite important. I mentioned earlier I would talk to the millennials today because we don't talk much about them. And Jonathan Clements wrote about this in his Human Condition article. And he's giving some, I think, pretty stellar advice to millennials. Let me go through some of the things that he talks about. One, get educated prudently. Incomes, he says, on average, are closely related to educational attainment. So true. According to a Census Bureau study, master's degree recipients have expected lifetime earnings of $2.8 million, figured in today's dollars, versus $2.4 million for those with a bachelor's degree and $1.4 million for those who just graduated high school. It's pretty obvious that becoming educated is critically important. There are exceptions to the rule, but this is what the Census Bureau is telling us. Also, you need to make hay while the sun shines. If you've got a good job, you're a millennial, you're not married yet, you don't have any kids, forget about this socking away 5%, 6%, 10% of your income. You need to sock away 20, 25% of your income, because sooner or later, you get married, you buy a house, you have kids, and you find that your discretionary income actually goes down, even though your wages and salaries may be going up. It's amazing how much kids cost you. Are you gathering up the tea? The other thing you want to do is, rather than leave your family, because you couldn't stand them while you lived with them, strengthen your family ties. You never know when you might have to bring yourself to moving back in. You go through a rough patch, a divorce. So you want to stay close to your family members, especially when you're doing well, because when you're not doing so well, you may need to rely on them. Yeah, they may, you know, be okay with floating you a little loan. All right, more on millennials when we come back. The 1% solution, what is it? Stick around, I'll tell you all about it. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the two-piece all white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Size may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and size substitution may apply.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low-Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
So what is the 1% solution for millennials? NerdWallet did a report on this. Someone. And I found it interesting, although I'm not sure that very many millennials fit this bill. Perhaps, I don't know. Here's what they had to say. Say you're 22 earning $40,000 a year and saving 6% of your salary in an invested in a retirement account such as a 401k. If you stick with that same 6% savings rate year in and year out, you would end up with $551,000 by the time you're 67, obviously compounding over 45 years. The magic of compound interest. But if you increase that 6% savings by just 1 percentage point every year, think about that for a second. 1%. So you're making $40,000 a year. 1% of that is $400. In a year, that's like $33 a month. You barely miss it. You would barely miss it. So if you increased your 6% savings by 1% every year to a maximum of 20%, but no higher over the years. So 14 years later, you're saving 20% of your pay. You'd end up with almost $1.4 million, almost three times the amount of money. And all you did was increase it by 1%. Now, most employees get raises of at least 1% per year, don't you? I mean, if inflation is 2.2% or 3% or whatever it's going to average, most of us will get a cost of living raise, in addition to merit raises and all that stuff. But if your salary goes up by 2 or 3%, could you not save an extra 1% in addition to the 6% that you started out with? He goes on, or the nerd folks go on, now let's say you're earning $60,000 a year and you save 6%. Your nest egg will be $1.2 million larger if you increase your savings rate by 1% per year each year rather than keeping it at 6%. So you'd have more than $2 million instead of $827,000. Now, I recognize that that's not all that realistic for a 22-year-old to be earning $60,000 smack out of college. I mean, maybe, perhaps so, but a lot of them are not. I do recall one of the reasons why I sent my oldest son to business school is because he had a business mind, an entrepreneurial mind. And I convinced him to go the route of a CPA, which he worked for one of the big firms for his first 3, 4, 5 years of employment. I forget what his starting pay was, something like $35,000-$40,000. It was back in the late 90s. And yeah, I used to get the calls from him because he and his pals would be, you know, looking at MACD charts, and he wanted to talk to his dad, the CFP, about, you know, reading the markets and what my position was. And I told him that he and his cohorts were wasting their time. No, but we're making money hand over fist. You know, they're investing $500 here, $1,000 there. And they had their own little investment club, and they were all doing well. Well, who the heck wasn't in the late 1990s? And then, you know, I finally hired him in the year 2000, right about the time the market crashed. I'll never forget this. The first client I had him sit in on with me was a fellow from Sun Microsystems that came to see me. He had $1.8 million, something like that, in Sun stock. And I said, this is nuts. Your entire portfolio's with one company. And the guy said, yeah, but it's so good. and it's been so good to me. This was not, by the way, a senior executive. This was just somebody that had been with him since the beginning of time and just rode the stock all the way up. And I wasn't 100% successful, but I was somewhat successful. And having him sell some of that stock to secure his retirement from that point forward. I think we sold $700,000 or $800,000 of it. He still had $1 million left. Well, we all know what happened in the tech wreck. That stock went down to, you know, literally pennies on the dollar. But what he had secured taught my son a very, very important lesson. Now at age 42, he's, you know, a lot more conservative, like his old man. And a darn good planner. And by the way, as I'm speaking to young people today, if you don't have any clue about your future, I think getting a business degree or an accounting degree is the way to go, because you can go in so many different directions. Some of my son's partners some of his roommates and colleagues are now partners in major CPA firms earning several $100,000 a year. So anyway, it's a digression, but it is so true. So a 35-year-old earning $60,000 a year with zero in retirement savings, if you start setting aside 10% of your salary in your 401k, you'll have $731,000 by the time you can collect your full Social Security at 67. That's not bad. If you save 15%, it's $1.1 million. And if your employer offers a match, say dollar for dollar up to just 2%, you'll end up with $1.25 million. And this is the magic of compounding. Now, I have to add this other anecdote, because fortunately, my son and hopefully his colleagues from Deloitte & Touche, that's where they were all working at the time, learned an extremely important lesson about trading stocks. Trading stocks, especially when you're young and not necessarily informed, or you're impressionable, or you go on the internet and you read about all these people that have gotten rich quick. Understand this. Not very many people who brag about their stock performance got rich by picking stocks. Not very many of them got rich by following some timing strategy or looking at charts or MACDs or whatever. Most of them got rich by saving, by investing for the long run and not pulling out in the tough times. So I started this conversation today discussing the impacts of inflation, et cetera, et cetera. And if you want to take advantage of that, it's easy to do. Set up your own barbell. Have investments that will do well in a deflationary economy. Have investments that will do well in an inflationary economy. Stick to your asset allocation. Do occasional rebalancing. You don't have to be anal about it. Once a year, once every other year is fine with me. And leave it the heck alone. Focus on the aspect of saving money and not trying to get rich quick by so-called beating the market. Very, very important for millennials. All right, we've got to get to emails. I got a bunch in because I did take a day off to move. Oh, Lord. Moving stinks, man. I've moved 3 times now in the last 5 years. It's A, expensive. B, it's stressful. And C, I'm terrible at it. I'm just terrible. We've had to hire movers twice. We had to move in shifts because we have so much crap stuff. That might be another thing we should talk about someday. How to cull the crap that you hang on to. I'm not the person to teach you that one, though. Because, can I say this? My wife's a pack rat? A hoarder? No, she's not. But I think you guys know what I'm talking about. All right, emails when we come back. Stick around. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. I'll get right to you. This is the Ray Lucia program.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
It is the Ray Lucia program, bringing you the best in money information. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Shoot me an email right now. I'm monitoring as I speak to you. But let me start with Joe. It's a lengthy email, but it's a good one. My wife and I are selling some real estate that we own, and we'll clear $750,000, and the money will go into our simple IRAs that the real estate was originally in. Interesting. He bought real estate inside of his IRA. I'll address that in a little bit because there's some stuff you need to know about that. My wife does not want to invest in the stock market or anything that is not 100% safe. Wow. I heard you say on your show the Treasury bonds we're paying about 3%, but I have heard you talk about different types of annuities that I think pay more. True. If I decide to do Treasury bonds, should I put some of the money in a one-year bond, some in a two, some in a five, et cetera, et cetera, and then replace them as they expire? Or do you think I should put some in an annuity and some in Treasury bonds? I've been listening to your show for years and believe you're the best person out there to ask this question. I really appreciate your help. Thank you. Well, Joe, thank you for listening over the many, many years that we've been on the air. I have mentioned that annuities, for the most part, do pay more than bonds. Sometimes. Not always. But this happens to be one of the times where they do. And there are different types of annuities and some pretty good research to back index annuities beating bonds. Very, very recent research from Roger Ibbotson, from the Ibbotson Charts dude, who's, you know, he's somebody been around forever and ever. And he did a recent white paper that basically looked back in history and found that index annuities, which, by the way, for your wife, are totally safe and do not and cannot lose money. I should say most of them cannot lose money. So you have academic research to support an indexed annuity beating bonds. And I'm talking about government bonds here. I'm not talking about junk bonds or high yield bonds or something that would have risk. Now, there is a very small risk that an insurance company could go out of business. It's not likely. There's also, in most states, a pretty substantial state guarantee fund that guarantees a good chunk, if not all, of the principal. So I would suggest to you that they're not as safe as a bank CD or a U.S. Treasury, a government bond. But there's risk there, too, because remember, in a government bond, if interest rates go up and you need to sell, you're going to get less money back in a rising interest rate environment. And I think it's fine to have a mixture of CDs, annuities, and bonds as part of your fixed income portfolio if you want nothing but safety. Now, let's go through this very quickly. There are a bunch of different annuities. I mentioned the index annuity. There are just straight fixed annuities where you go out X number of years, the insurance company quotes you a rate. There are multi-year guaranteed annuities. Fixed annuities, for example, they might quote the rate on an annualized basis. Every year, the rate might change. So in a rising interest rate environment, if the insurance company wants to stay competitive and keep your money, they will likely raise interest rates to be competitive. However, some less than honest companies, because of the surrender penalty, might give you a teaser rate to get you in and then screw you for the next 5-6 years. Doesn't always happen, but it has happened. So you might look at a MYGA, a multi-year guaranteed annuity, which I talked about a couple weeks ago on the program. That may have been what you heard. And if you looked at MYGA rates today and compared them to the 10-year Treasury, which is at about 3%, you can get between 3.5% and 4% in a MYGA, a multi-year guaranteed annuity. In fact, you can get, I think I saw a 6-year, not 10, a 6-year at 3.75%. So, yes, I think what you heard on my program is 100% accurate. You can also buy certain annuities in the secondary market and get even better returns. Most of the time, you're buying much, much longer term contracts, however. Find a good advisor that really understands this business. Liz is next. Is it better to spread out the required minimum distribution from 403B annuity payments before age 70 so as not to owe or pay too much in taxes all at once and be burdened with a huge tax bill? Well, it depends on how big, how much money is in the 403B annuity. Obviously, if it's quite a bit of money and you cash out, you'll pay a lot in tax. But remember, the required minimum distribution at age 70 and a half is about 3.65%. So if you had a couple hundred grand, what is that, $7,000 in a required minimum distribution? I don't know. Taking that money out before you retire doesn't seem to make all that much sense because you're earning money. You're probably in a higher bracket. So I think there's some sensibility to spreading it out. And the spreading it out before you're 70 and a half that I would do would be Roth IRA conversions. Now, you'll have to pay the income tax, and you'll have to have the money in your bank account to pay the income tax. But if you do a Roth conversion, by the time you hit required minimum distribution age of 70 and a half, and the time that you're taking Social Security payments, hopefully you postpone until 70 as well, you'll have some tax-free money to blend in with the taxable money to hold your tax bracket down in retirement. Liz, I hope that answers your question. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
BizTalk Radio.